Welcome to the award-winning Legal News and Review. Legal News and Review, the only real problem-solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and host and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law, also a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's live broadcast, medical malpractice is the leading cause of death here in the United States. It's the number three cause of death. Over 700 die every day, from dentists to doctors. And, you know, it constitutes medical malpractice and a wrongful death. We're going to be speaking with and taking calls today, attorney Mark Glassman.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon. Are collectors calling you, or even calling your work, calling your family? We're taking your questions today regarding debtors' rights and the consequences of debtor collections issues, meaning when they break the law. And when they break the law, we're very pleased to have two dynamic attorneys, Jabril Hindi and Thomas Patty. Gary Singer is off for the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, and Happy New Year to our listeners. First of all, good evening to our legal panel host, Mike Santucci.
How are you, Phil?
Got
my new headphones on from my client's company. Feeling good.
You look pretty spiffy. And the drive here was horrendous. This is a live program going north on 40 by 45th Street, the exit. There is a tremendous accident where two lanes are closed. So be very careful out there. You know, Mike, it was an eye-opener to me regarding medical malpractice. And we are going to be taking calls for medical malpractice, and then the second part of the show, regarding debt collectors who break the law knowingly to collect the debt. So what are the phone numbers, Mike?
For anybody that wants to call in and ask any of our guest questions, the local number is 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. And for anyone that's listening online, that could be anywhere in the world, toll free 800-889-0267. That's 800-889-0267.
And I'm very pleased to welcome our iHeart listeners as well. You know, medical malpractice has a host of nightmare stories of nurses giving potent drugs meant for one patient to another, or surgeons even removing the wrong body parts. You know, it's dominated recent headlines regarding medical care. But it's amazing, Mike, that it's a third leading cause of death, and we decided to have a call-in program because we think it's far-reaching and people need to know their rights. We're very pleased to welcome Mark Glassman to the program, and good evening, Mark.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Thank you for having me
and
today.
And good day.
Yes.
Mark, you pointed out a host of issues. Matter of fact, you travel around the country on what's called the CES syndrome, which the listener may not know of, but the medical professionals you shared with me certainly do. What is CES?
Well, you're bringing up a neurological syndrome. It's called Cauda Equina syndrome. That is a neurological deficit, when somebody gets a neurological deficit, and it really happens because a herniated disc in the lumbar spine may affect the nerve roots in that area.
So you mean lower back pain?
Yeah, the lower back pain, but it's more than lower back pain. It is when that herniated disc moves into not just causing pain along the spinal column, but pushes on a nerve root, the L5, S1, descending nerve root. When that happens, there is more than just pain. There can be neurologic deficit. One of the red flags that people look for, or doctors look for, is bladder or bowel dysfunction, dropped foot, saddle anesthesia, which is numbness. So it is taking our lower back herniated disc and putting that on steroids, basically.
Wow. Wow. And what's the results if it's not treated?
Well, the very interesting thing about Cauda Equina syndrome is that when it happens, when the herniated disc moves into the nerve root and those deficits begin, you go on the clock as a patient. You have 48 hours to have that herniated disc or that pressure point, the compression of the nerve root,
right,
alleviated. If you do not have that alleviated within 48 hours, there's a high likelihood that the deficits you would be experiencing would become then permanent.
Oh, my God. And the permanent, you become, if you're a man, you become What happens?
Well, the deficits that are associated with caudal equina syndrome primarily are impotence, incontinence, drop foot, severe back pain, what's called saddle anesthesia, which is basically numbness all throughout your pelvic area. It's one of those syndromes that people don't often like to talk about, but it can be devastating to somebody's life.
Sounds like we have a doctor on the program rather than a lawyer. You're very well-versed in medical speak. That's impressive.
Well, I've learned from doctors. I hire a lot of experts. I was fortunate that I got into this little niche, and I go all over the country on this case by meeting up with a doctor by the name of John Kostwick. Dr. Kostwick, it was a researcher at Johns Hopkins University back in the 80s, and he's the one who put a name to this syndrome by doing research. And it really was not until the late 70s, early 80s that this became a syndrome that became recognized. So I was very fortunate that some of my early cases, I was able to hire Dr. Kostwick as an expert. I had fortunate results on those cases. Dr. Kostwick and other doctors put my name out there, and since then it's taken off as a little bit of a niche practice.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when it comes to different medical products, we spoke briefly regarding that blood filter. And before we even continue, I'd like to give out the phone number. Locally, it's 561-844-6167. Mark will be taking calls regarding medical malpractice, wrongful death, and any other issues that you feel that he can answer. Or if he can't, I'm sure that you could call him on Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday, to get the answers. And again, that phone number is 561-844-6167. You know, Mark, wrongful death is a host of another issues. I guess the type of wrongful death could be vehicle accidents or, of course, negligence on behalf of healthcare, which is also medical malpractice. But accidents also occurring in the workplace. Is that correct?
Yes, sure, of course. Wrongful death can happen a host of different ways. Tonight we're talking about medical malpractice. There's a very interesting wrinkle in the law. And I think what people should understand is that the law, a lawsuit for wrongful death is not something that we find in the common law. It is something that the legislature, that it has been created by the legislature. There is a wrongful death law on the books in Florida. Now, every state has a different law, but our law here in Florida is 768.16, and that's the wrongful death law. Now, the reason why we talk about it in the terms of medical malpractice is that there's a wrinkle in this law. And that wrinkle is that if you happen to die at the hands of a physician and you do not have a surviving spouse or you do not have a surviving child under the age of 26 years old, then your estate cannot seek non-economic damages that are pain and suffering damages. And in many of these cases, the two most important elements of damages would be for somebody the lost revenue or lost compensation, the lost wages of the person who died, and also the pain and suffering for those who are left behind, the survivors. So in the context of somebody who may be elderly, a 75-year-old man, who may be a widower and does not have any children, does not work because he's retired, should he die at the hands of a healthcare provider, there really is not much that a lawyer like myself can do. And that's that sort of wrinkle, that anomaly in the law. Lawyers like myself have been lobbying the legislature for years trying to get that changed, but it's something that the legislature hasn't sought in its wisdom to address.
Well, you know, if somebody gets bit by a mosquito, which is horrendous for Zika virus, it's all over the news. You know, we're talking about just hundreds of people infected, and yes, it is of great concern. But my God, man, 700 people, and this comes from the Journal of Medicine, 700 people a day die from medical malpractice.
It is an epidemic, and not just in the state of Florida, but all over the United States. What I can tell you, while I wasn't aware of that specific statistic, I can tell you there's no shortage of business for lawyers like myself.
You know, that's sad. That's good for you, but it's sad.
Well, it is.
I know
sad.
You rather have other types of business.
What I often tell people is that when you called me, you'd rather get better and not have a case than have a case and not have your health.
But a chart that I have here, it says heart disease, number one, cancer, number two, number three, medical error. So it's quite sobering.
To what do you attribute those high numbers?
There are many things. I think it can be training. It can be just strain on the system. I don't really have. I'm not an epidemiologist, and I really don't know why it is so rampant.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that that South Florida, in particular, it's a hotbed of medical negligence.
And again, we're going to be taking calls after our break. I see we have a couple callers coming on, and we have about 1 minute till we take the break. But the call-in phone number locally is 561-844-6167. And, of course, toll-free, 800-889-0267. And medical malpractice could be caused by a host of things, but it is also, when you were on our show before, also, dentists have 13% of all medical malpractice claims.
Yes. That happens to be another practice I've developed over the years. And as I explained prior, I have a partner who is an oral surgeon and an attorney. So
right.
In-house, we have a specialist right on board. And it's turned out that we happen to get referrals all over from attorneys and law firms all over the state of Florida. And there is a lot of dental malpractice going on. And there are two primary situations in which you see dental malpractice cases. One would be wisdom tooth removal. And what dentists have to be very careful about is when they do the wisdom tooth removal, not to bag or hit that lingual nerve.
Well, you know something? We're going to come back talking about medical malpractice and taking your calls. I'm Philip Bell along with
Michael Santucci.
And you're listening to Legal News and Review. We're speaking with Mark Glassman from the law offices of Mark Glassman regarding medical malpractice. And there are a host of issues that surround it. If you have questions, please do call in. We're going to be coming back and taking your calls. We'll be right back.